Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for the Good Mates.
This is Cedra, one of the co-owners. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Cedra. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash, and we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on that first page of Google for your keywords there in your area. And certainly you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime. Okay. So, you know, when you do that search, it'll show the map of the local area. It pops up in the middle of the page.
Mm-hmm.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the locals that service within that area. And
right.
As I'm sure you can imagine, there are pages of them in there. But on that first page, there's just a handful that'll fit in each neighborhood. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, perfect. So that's where we would be listing you. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those first page positions open up in that area. So we're assigned to that area. Today we'll be calling through to fill that other position there. And Google's rule is that we can work with one business per position. So if we were to program the Good Mates in to appear there too, we can't accept any additional companies in from that territory. So that way you'll always be one of the local options for people at that moment that they're ready to make that call. You'll be right there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And a couple of questions. Help me understand the type of cleaning that you're doing. Is it mainly residential, commercial, or Airbnbs, or construction cleanup, or a little bit of everything?
All of the above.
All of them.
We do all of the above. Right now, the majority of our customers is residential. We have some offices. And like post-construction or Airbnb is like every now and then we'll get a call for something like that. That's not something we have on a regular basis.
Okay. Are you open to more of those, the post-construction and Airbnb?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We do, post-event as well.
Those are good.
After party. Yeah, post
wedding,
like after party cleanup or something like that.
Okay, those are good too. And the Airbnb, that's a trending one right now. So that's kind of wanted to make sure that you're open to that. And then I was looking at the area that you're in, and I know that Lafayette is home base for you, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
We do from the 70506 zip code where we're located. We go out up to about 25 to 30 miles radius from there.
25 to 30. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. We kind of go into pretty much every. We have parishes here. I don't know where you're located.
I'm familiar.
Our county is called a parish.
Right.
We pretty much go into pretty much every parish in the Acadiana area.
Okay.
We may not service the entire parish, the ones that are further out, but we will go, if there's areas in your parish that's within our 30-mile radius, we will go there.
Okay. That's perfect. Thank you for explaining that. And then how long have you been in business with the LLC?
The Good Mates has been in business since 2022. The founding owner, my partner, she's been in the business for 15 years. She had a business, a cleaning business prior to the Good Mates. It had to be dissolved because of a divorce.
Oh, I see.
You know how that goes.
I know how that goes. Yep.
She had to, they had to do that because, it was a situation. And then, but she didn't lose her customers. She let them know what was going on, and 99% of the customers came to her when she opened the Good Maid when the other one had to be dissolved.
Okay. It sounds like she's,
it's like, even though the Good Maid only been in business for about 3 years, it's the customers that she has, she's had them for over 10 years, many of them, but under a different company.
Under a different name. All right. Well, it sounds like she's got some loyalty there. And you're open again to taking on new work, right? For Airbnb.
We're continuously taking on new customers.
Okay. And then for something like this, Cedra, I understand that it's a partnership. Either one of you were authorized to make these sorts of marketing decisions? Okay.
Yeah.
And
the
website looks great, too. And so why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today? And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. And the good news is if you have that website already, then we don't have to buy the domain or build out the site. So it will bring the rate down a little bit for you. I'm just grabbing John. He's my director for that area to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And so, Cedra, being that they have that area open for programming today, if we could make Google affordable, that's not a bad idea to list yourself there as an option?
No, it wouldn't be a bad idea if it's affordable. We're on another platform, app, actually. It was formerly Home Advisor. It's now Angie bought Home Advisor. It was Angie's List, but now they go only by Angie.
Oh, yes, I'm familiar.
And they bought Home Advisor. So we also get leads through them as well.
How do you like it, the way that system
works? I'm going to be honest. I love it.
Wonderful.
I can honestly say we have gained we've gained a good bit of new customers since January from them. We've had, because it's the way we do is like we purchase an area around our, like a radius area and a certain area. And for that area specifically, before anyone else is given to that client, when that client goes on Angie and asks, we are the for the area we purchase every month, because we pay a monthly amount. We're the only, like, if they want a cleaning service, and if it's the criteria that what we provide, we're the only ones they send to them at first. They don't send them anyone else. They send it only to us, the lead just to us. If we don't, because, there are certain things we'd have to do. If we don't end up taking on that particular client, or we weren't able to get in touch, because there are some, you try to get in touch with them and you never get in touch with them for whatever reason, but they'll follow up with that client and see if they still need the service. And if they do, then after that, do they send them? But we're always first for the area we bought.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
We basically, like they say, have first dibs with that particular client before anybody else receives it.
First dibs. Okay. Kind of like you with this position here, I guess. Well, it sounds like the timing might be perfect. If you love the Angies, you'll love Google only because, with Google, the calls come direct, right? And then you're not limited to the number of leads. It's unlimited. And you see value in that too, right?
True.
Okay, great. So I'm just grabbing John. He's applying the rate reduction for me, and I will get you that pricing right now.
Thank you for holding.
I'm sorry.